Blog Talk Radio.
Good morning, everybody, from around the world. This is Reverend Karen L. Heasley from the Spiritual Path Spiritualist Church, and we are really so happy and delighted you have come to join us today in our divine service. Now sit back, relax, and enjoy this service, and we hope you find it uplifting, as I said, and enjoyable, and you take something away from it. That's what we ask. Because that's what we're here for, to help you get through the week and be calm and collected. Thank you. Now I'd like to turn the service over to Reverend Pam Lemon, and she will do the principles.
Thank you, Reverend Karen. I'll go over the seven principles of spiritualism. The first one, the fatherhood of God. Second, the brotherhood of man. 3. The communion of spirits and the ministry of angels. 4. The continuous existence of the human soul. 5. Personal responsibility. 6. Compensation and retribution hereafter for all the good and evil deeds done on earth. 7. Eternal progress open to every human soul.
Thank you, Reverend. Now I would like to turn the service over to Reverend Marilyn Fair, where this part of the service is devoted to healing.
Thank you. Good morning, everyone. We're going to start with a healing prayer. Divine Spirit, please send the light of protection to all that need healing here and around the world. We ask that you stay near to us, keeping us safe. We ask that your light shine down upon us, giving us the strength and faith to overcome the obstacles that were placed on our path. Divine Spirit, we ask that you send healing to those who are in need of help today. We ask that your healing light surrounds us and makes us whole again. Let your light, love, and power restore us to perfect health. Amen.
Amen.
Now I want you to think of a loved one, a friend, a relative, or even your pet, because sometimes they need healing too. You may also send healing out to the world. At this time, you may send healing to everyone risking their own lives to save others. You may also need healing yourself today. As you are sending healing or asking for healing for yourself, know that your healing thoughts do matter. And know that you matter. You may now think of them and yourself as safe, protected, and healed. Know that the universe, the divine, surrounds them, protects them, and keeps them safe as well as yourself. Know that you are loved. Know that your loved ones, your friends, your relatives and pets, and the world are surrounded by God's love. Now I'm going to talk a little bit about Bradley C. Newell. He was called the Vermont Healer. He was subjected to several tests in the presence of a doctor. He also gave an exhibition to four men of the local newspaper. They were shown his method of healing. Each one of them stood up in turn, and he held their hands. That was the way he healed. Only one of the newspaper men did feel the sensation that Mr. Newell's clients felt. A physician sent Mr. Newell a note requesting a meeting. The doctor was a young man who was interested in such phenomena. But he asked that his name not be mentioned because the county medical society did not approve of such things. Bradley Newell agreed to that. The doctor asked many questions about his method of healing and if he was under some hypnotic power. Mr. Newell said he was not under any such power. Mr. Newell said he did use hypnotism on some clients, but there were some clients he did not. And there was an elderly man that requested treatment from him. He suffered from chronic rheumatoid arthritis. He suffered from it for at least 10 years. The gentleman said he had been to several doctors, but with no luck. Bradley Newell held the gentleman's hands as he did. He asked, "Is the pain gone?" And the gentleman said, "It was gone." The elderly man walked back and forth several times and repeated that the pain was gone. And this is just another healer who worked for the good of humanity.
Thank you, Reverend. I always think about healers, and I was told once that they are definitely the backbone of a spiritualist church. So now I'm going to turn the service over to Reverend Ashley Ass, where she will do the homily.
Thank you, Reverend Karen. Good morning to each and every one of our listeners. It is a new day, and I pray we will all take delight in it. So please take a moment and look around. Do you see or recognize something that gives you pleasure? It may bring a smile to your face. It may be the person sitting with you at this very moment. It may be your fur baby by your feet. How about a hot cup of coffee or tea sitting in front of you on the table? Now turn your head to look outside. Go ahead. Is the sun shining? Are you able to see a bird or a butterfly? Maybe even a dragonfly or the trees blowing in the wind. Now gently lift your head up and slowly tip it back as if you are looking at the clouds. Raise your hands up and say, "Thank you, God, for allowing me to live in the moment. Thank you." Relax now. Today I was asked to expound on the subject, spiritualist. If you get a piece of paper out and write spiritualist out, I'm going to give you my viewpoints. S-P-I-R-I-T-U-A-L-I-S-T, spiritualist. Reverend Karen sent me an email which contained the following. Please allow me to share a part of that message. Spiritualist. S represents sensitive people all around. P, prove the harmony that can abound. I is present in all. R, right here and now. I, interest in others, insist on truth. T, through faith and love in those above. U, using our thoughts and hearts. A, accepting our tests and tasks. L, living each day to its fullest. I, inspired by all that's near. S, steady walking life's path. T, today, tomorrow, and forever. End of message. Before COVID, most of us were surrounded by other individuals on a daily basis. It may have been at work, the grocery store, a volunteer function, an outing, the laundromat, or time with a dear friend. Some individuals still may have people all around them. Every individual we meet has feelings, otherwise known as emotions, such as happy, sad, mad, and glad. Did you know that Healthline mentions over 27 categories of emotions? As a spiritualist, when I hear sensitive people all around, I think about individuals that receive messages from beyond through higher patterns of vibration, which can be mediumistic or non-mediumistic. They may have the gift of subjective clairvoyance, also known as intuitive vision, giving the sensitive the mental idea or a thought picture of a spirit. Some sensitives may have the gift of objective clairvoyance, allowing the sensitive to see what the normal physical eye cannot see. The spirit is physically present. Then there are individuals who have clairaudience, individuals that are able to hear a spirit person's voice or message. There are also sensitive people who may demonstrate spiritual healing, prophecy, physical mediumship, trance, and other psychic powers. Sensitive individuals may also overlap and be an empath. Cognitive, emotional, or somatic, such as they are able to sense or feel another's thoughts, feelings, and energy around them, including their pain. Some are intuitive and clairsentient. Others may have the ability to smell scents that are being sent from the spirit world through messages known as clairalliance. In the book, Becoming a Spiritualist, by Gordon Burroughs, I quote, "Spiritualism has a definite message to give to the world, that we believe in an infinite intelligence, and that God is infinite intelligence, an intelligence which is greater than the human mind can conceive, that there is an infinite force working in this vast universe, first, of which we are all part of," end of quote. As a spiritualist, we believe that harmony and peace will be abound in greater quantities, and justice will be manifested through infinite intelligence, that infinite spirit will prevail in all things, and our purpose here on this earth plane is to serve the infinite source of all creation, showing love for humanity, acceptance of others, and living in accordance with natural law. We each need to listen to the voice of God, who is present in all, for we are all one in spirit. I feel we need to learn to acknowledge the right here and now. Meaning, let us be grateful for each day and all the blessings this day at this time is offering us. We need to live in the present and to cherish the day while creating happiness and a more joyful experience in life. For life experiences will travel with us to the Summerland as we continue to evolve and grow spiritually. In the Lycian Manual, it states, we need to live true lives in its highest meaning, end of quote. Tomorrow is gone and completed. The future is not here. We need to show interest in others and insist on truth because we are all held accountable according to the universal nature of law and divine justice. I believe we are all connected, and there are no accidents in life. Each individual we encounter has an effect on the universe and each of us, meaning there is a purpose. I feel we each should show kindness to one another. Take a moment to actually listen to what someone is saying, allowing a gentle smile to cross our lips that is truly from our hearts. If we are wearing a mask, the twinkle will be shown in our eyes. We each need to remember through faith and love and those above, God, our loved ones, and spirits are guiding each of us. All we need to do is ask and open our minds, hearts, and take the time to really listen, allowing our faith to grow. How much time are you dedicating to God? 10 minutes a day? 20 minutes? An hour? Please let me reiterate. I believe in God, prayer, and meditation. I truly feel this will allow each of us to advance spiritually. As we are using our thoughts and hearts, may we show gratitude, thanksgiving, and devotion to Father God, knowing our thoughts will advance with us into the next plane. We, as humanity, must never give up as we are accepting our tests and tasks. In the Lycian Manual, it explains, as I quote, that there is a greater loss incurred by going to the spirit world before we have reaped the full experiences to be gained from the lessons of this life. End of quote. By experiencing our tests and tasks of this life, we are preparing ourselves for our higher state and allowing us advancement. That is why we each should be living each day to its fullest and to acknowledge there is a lesson to be found, knowing God is always with us. May you and I be learning grace, appreciation, patience, forgiveness, and laughter during these tests and tasks. I feel that nothing is impossible when we believe. I ask that each of us try to understand the importance of life's lessons, being inspired by all that's near and dear, learning to be gracious, humble, and grateful for all of God's gifts to humanity. Always remembering, we are part of divinity, and Father God lives in each of us, and his holy ministers of light are always near as we are steady walking life's path and growing continuously. I ask that we all be positive and allow positivity to fill our thoughts and actions with love, thus allowing our divine consciousness to grow and become more aware, to allow peace and calmness into our daily life, today, tomorrow, and forever. Beloved Spirit is always with us as we become one with the universe, the infinite force. All we need is faith. May God bless each one of us as we learn to hear the voice of God and the angels walk with us on our spiritual search. May God bless each of us in abundance. Thank you, Reverend Karen.
Thank you, Reverend. Now I'm going to turn the service over to Reverend Pam Lemon, where she will do the closing prayer.
Thank you. The prayer comes from the Spiritualist Book of Prayers by A.S. Jones. It's called Service and Guidance. O Great Spirit, we gather together here today to seek enlightenment and upliftment. We ask for guidance as we go about our daily activities, knowing that our loving teachers in spirit will always be with us, gently leading us down the path of our highest and best good. As we attune ourselves to that spark of divine love, let us become more and more aware of the still, small voice within that we recognize as the touch of spirit. In this knowledge, we will be reminded of the importance of listening to those intuitive nudges and choosing the actions which will bring us to our highest spiritual capacity. We pray for the opportunity to be of service to humanity in our own individual ways, using our own special gifts, knowing that no gift is too small or insignificant in the upliftment of those around us. For we know that we are part of the whole, and in the great plan, a soft smile could move mountains. Be with us as we feel our way along life's sometimes difficult road, and let us always feel that touch of spirit that we may continue to grow in understanding of nature's laws, compassion, and love for all humanity. Amen.
Amen. Thank you. Well, as I always like to do, I like to send healing to all the people who attend the Spiritual Path Church and their families. I also like to send healing to people all around the world. I hope that we can touch somebody somewhere out there. And I want to express that, yes, the church is closed, but due to the fact of what's going on, it's closed. But you can always call here, and if you need somebody to talk to, if you need help with issues, I'm always here to listen to what I may do for you. So always remember, the church is closed physically, but we're here to help with any problems or needs that you might encounter. Or maybe you just need to call and talk to somebody. Because these times now, it's hard, and we're here for each other. Just remember that. We're all here for each other. And I hope that each one of you reaches out and touches somebody's life somewhere out there. Just the littlest things that you might do for somebody will help them, will inspire them. Because being a true spiritualist, we're here on this earth to help people and be inspired, and we inspire them. That's a great gift if you can inspire somebody. Or maybe they're lonely or in despair, and you say one little kind word that makes it disappear at the moment for them. So if anybody needs anything, you can always send me email at spiritualpath1@yahoo.com, and I would be more than happy to help you in any way I can. So now I have another question. And here we go. It is, which clairvoyant appeared before Queen Victoria, and who was her partner? Now, you know, I don't know if you know this, but Queen Victoria was big on having mediums come to her. So think about it, and if you know the answer, email it to me. It's been such a pleasure serving you this morning. And I really want to shout out to one of my dear friends who listens from Kentucky. She listens every Sunday, and I just want to say how happy and with much gratitude that we hope that we have inspired her in some way as well. So remember, you are never, never alone. Never. And I hope that all of you out there will be the light that helps others see. God bless you, and have a great week. Thank you.